Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Lots of consternation in Roscommon at the moment because it's emerged that the Roscommon GAA crest is displaying the wrong variety of sheep. Well, on the line with more on this, we have Sandra Coote, who is Secretary of the Roscommon Sheep Breeders Association. Sandra, you're very welcome to the programme this afternoon.
Sarah, thank you very much.
So I believe you are the eagle-eyed sheep spotter who spotted the problem.
Not exactly. There was a few of us. So last autumn, following one of our association meetings, we were having a discussion, as you normally do. And it came to light that the wrong sheep was on the crest. And rather than sit back and let it continue, we decided to try put something in motion. So we wrote to Roscommon GAA at that stage, and we highlighted the fact that breed of sheep wasn't correct and didn't reflect the native sheep, and asked them if they could change it to the Roscommon sheep.
And what is wrong with the sheep that's on the county GAA crest?
Okay, so Roscommon was the first county in Ireland to have a breed of sheep named after it, the Roscommon sheep. So they're the native sheep to the area. They date back in the area to the 1700s. They were established as a breed and recognised, and in the late 1800s were one of the best breeds of sheep in Ireland and were exported extensively. And unfortunately, at a later stage, they were almost extinct. They're a large white sheep. They have a white face. The sheep that's currently on the Roscommon crest is a black-faced sheep called, well, as near as we can guess, a Hampshire Down, which is a native breed of the Great Britain. So the breed that they have does not reflect their own native breed of the county.
Now, the Roscommon men and women that I know, Sandra, are a sheep-loving people, and I know this has caused great embarrassment.
quite possibly. But, you know, we feel that we are at the moment, my husband and I are 5 years now involved in breeding these sheep, and there's a number of us re-establishing the breed. And yeah, we want to give them as much correct coverage as possible.
Do you think there should be a public tribunal?
I don't think it's to extend quite far. But, I mean, when you're waving a flag at a match or you're running out on a pitch with your jersey on you, at least have the sheep that bears the name of the county that is an Indigenous Irish sheep.
And, I wonder who got it wrong. I wonder who got it wrong.
No one has admitted to that one yet. So we don't know.
There could be a Rock This committee to look into that maybe, and they could have a discussion about it.
Well, I don't know, but hopefully they are going to change it. So look, we'll let them away with it if they do update the crest to the proper sheep.
If they do it, then how does that work? Because like, what is the crest on? Is it on all the GAA gear? Is it on the flag? Is it on the caps? You know, or how much would need to be changed, or how would you see that going about?
Well, it seems to be, now the only thing I do know, having looked at the crests and we can do some investigation into it, is the actual retro jerseys, which are still available. So there's a retro style jersey, mm-hmm, and it has a white sheep on it. So going back a number of years, the crest did carry a white sheep. And then at some stage, somebody decided that the crest needed updating and obviously gave it to somebody that was into graphics. And they unfortunately picked a cuddly Hampshire Down sheep instead of a Roscommon sheep.
He's also pretty cuddly, to be honest. I mean, the Roscommon sheep is lovely looking.
Roscommon sheep are very pretty too. I know the one that was the picture that was used for the Irish Independent where this broke was actually one of our own sheep. They're beautiful sheep and they're the native sheep and they're an Indigenous Irish breed and they're a rare breed. So, I mean, any support that we can get, and if you're going to wave a flag at a GAA match with a sheep on it in Roscommon, at least wave the right one.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, it's no wonder to me now why Roscommon teams haven't been successful at winning All-Irelands or taking on Galway, for example, over the last number. They're wearing a fraudulent jersey.
Absolutely. If they wore the native one, they could be quite successful.
That's it. Could be a new start for Roscommon. Going back
absolutely
to the I don't want to underline the embarrassment too much, but this is causing great embarrassment. I know there are a number of Roscommon men texting me right now saying, we cannot show our face in public. This is a cause of great embarrassment. The sooner this is rectified, Sandra, the better.
Well, you know what? We'd be delighted. Yeah. And we have numerous pictures of the Roscommon sheep, and we quite happily give them a picture of the correct breed of sheep that they can send to some graphic designer, whoever they choose for to do their new logo. Yeah. And we'll help them out in any way that we can to pick the sheep.
There's ways of doing it, isn't it there, Sandra? It's not that everyone would have to change all their gear straight away. It's just the new gear would have the correct sheep, and you'd sort of phase it out over time. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't expect to change Roscommon GAA's crests overnight. If they're looking at doing a new run of jerseys, or somebody is looking at printing flags, why not change the crest at that stage and have the new run done with the correct crest on them? I mean, the other one will be resigned to history, and at some stage to be able to pull it out and go, that was what happened at one stage when things improved after that.
Things improved. Sandra, listen, thank you so much for talking to us. You have made a very good argument or a case for yourself there. That's Sandra Coote, Secretary of the Roscommon Sheep Breeders Association.